Ngibonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba engilitholayo.
Thank you for this opportunity which I'm given.
Bazalwane, ngithanda ukuthi kancane nje ngihlehlele endabeni eyenzeka ngonyaka ka-2000.
Briefly, I'd like to revert back to the incident which took place or events from the year 2000.
Ngiyazi ukuthi abaningi benu bayayazi indaba isiphithiphithi esenzeka ngonyaka ka-2000 kwaze kwafika la kuhlukana khona nebandla.
I think many of you might be aware of the turmoil of that year until it led to the church being split.
Yeboke ngiyazi ukuthi abanye benu babengakafiki nala mhlambe abazilutho ngalokho kodwa ngicela ukuxolisa kubona kulabo abangathinteki kalutho maqondana nalokho abangazilutho ngalokho.
It's very possible that many of you were not here at that time and it maybe doesn't concern you, so I'm sorry if I have to say this with you being present as well.
Ngonyaka ka-2000 lapho kwenzeka isiphithiphithi ebandleni, abanye bazokhumbula ukuthi indaba yayisuke ngokuthunjwa ka-Antomkhulu Sister Foza.
Now, the turmoil that took place in that year was related to Antofozi's kidnapping.
Manje uma seliphithizela ke izinto ebandleni, mina ngathi ukuze kuphithizele kanje kudalwe uyena uAntomkhulu.
And I said that the reason why that turmoil was in the church was because of Antofozi, that she was the cause of that.
Noma ngamanga laphambi kwenu ngakusho lokho kodwa mhlambe kwabanye benu ngakukhuluma lokho kwabanye benu bakuzwa lokho.
Although I might not have stood before you and said that like that, directly like that, but there were some of you to my spoken and some of you heard it from others who heard it from me.
Ukuthi njengoba edalela isiphithiphithi ebandleni kusho ukuthi hayi fana nomuntu owile ekukholweni fana nomuntu wobuyena osidalela inkinga.
And I implicated her that she had fallen in the faith and that she is the cause of that turmoil and that problem.
Hayi ngoba ngangimbuzile ngalokho.
Not that I went to her and asked her and heard from her first hand.
Kodwa ke ngiyambonga uYani Leroux.
But I'm thankful for Yani Leroux.
Ngoba le ndaba wayeseyikhanyisa kahle yacaca kimina.
Because afterwards he made this matter very clear so that it became clear to me as well.
Kwama ngizwa kahle ke wonke amasayidi le ndaba.
And then the full picture became clear to me.
Nokuthi kanti akuyena uAntomkhulu owayiqala le ndaba nowasusa lesi siphithiphithi.
Antomkhulu wasn't responsible for bringing about all that turmoil. She wasn't the cause of that. She didn't originate that.
Manje ke bazalwane ngase ngithi enhlizweni yami ngifuna ukuthi ngime phambi kwenu njengebandla ngixolise ngoba abaningi benu mhlambe ngakhuluma kubona ngeke ngazi ukuthi ngakhuluma kulo noma kulona kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ngithobe ngixolise kunina njengebandla.
And so I want to humble myself before you as the church because I cannot go to each and every individual because I don't know from whom you heard and who all heard it, and that's why I want to do it publicly like this.
Beseke okunye nani mhlambe njengebandla abanye benu uma nimbona uAntomkhulu mhlambe nisabambelele yandaba ka-2000.
Maybe some of you still have that in the back of your minds and still have that attitude concerning Auntie Tofozi, maybe when you meet with her or have anything to do with her.
Noma mhlambe uhlangana naye phakathi ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakho uthi nangu lo muntu owasidalela inkinga ngonyaka ka-2000.
Maybe when you meet with her, somewhere in the depths of your heart, you say, well, here is that person who caused us so much trouble in the year 2000.
Kodwa-ke ngithanda ukuyikho ngithanda ukuthi ngichaze le ndaba ebandleni ukuthi ayihambanga ngale ndlela esasicabanga ngayo, kodwa kwakucabanga nje kwethu, kodwa akuyena owaqala le ndaba eyisiphithiphithi.
So I wanted to clarify it, that she wasn't the cause of that, although I created that impression with many of you.
Bese-ke okunye ngithanda ukuthi ngikhulume egameni lezinye izisebenzi.
And then also, on the other hand, also want to speak on behalf of the co-workers.
Kungenzeka ukuthi bakhona nabanye bezisebenzi mhlambe owezwa bekhuluma ngaleso sikhathi into engeyinhle noma bephatha lona igama lika anti omkhulu noma ubaba umfundisi noma kanjani. Ngithanda ukuthi ngixolise lokho ebandleni egameni lesebenzi.
Might be that you heard something related to that, to those events, from any one of the other co-workers, and maybe portraying Antofozi in a negative light, or anybody else, like of our leaders, like Uncle Allo, somebody like that, and I want to apologize for that as well.
Bese-ke ngisho ukuthi kithina njengezisebenzi le ndaba ka-2000 ikhanya kahle manje ba ukuthi kwahamba kanjani. Yikho ngithe bazalwane ngifisa ukuthi nakunina ngize ngixolise ukuze sibambisane sibe yinto eyodwa masiqhubeka siya phambili simkhonze uNkulunkulu, simkhonze njengebutho elilodwa.
Well, that whole matter is clear to us, it's crystal clear as co-workers, and that's why I also wanted to stand here before you, and if there was still anybody that had any doubt concerning that, or maybe some thoughts about that, that it would be clear to you as well. And that's why I stand here to apologize.
Nokuthi-ke uma kukhona okwasithinta noma nawe nje okwakuthinta kuleyo ndaba, nawe ukulungise uye kumlungisisi wakho, ukulungise ukuze masivala leli page elenzeka ngo-2000 silivale kahle kungekho ichashaza, kungekho isici esikhona.
We'd like now to close that chapter once and for all and move on together as a church. But if there's anything still concerning that which pertains to you, I also urge you to speak to your counselor and to make it right, and that we can move forward and put that behind us once and for all.
Kanye futhi ngaphinde ngithanda ukuxolisa abazalwane ngalokho kwenzeka ngonyaka ka-2000.
So once again, I apologize for my involvement in that which happened there and what was said about the year 2000.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
Mina ngikustela wakwaHlongwane, nami ngisebenzisa la ekhaya kwasiza abantu.
I'm Stella Hlongwane, one of the co-workers here at the mission.
Nami ngisukumela ukuzoyixolisela mina nokuzoxolisela ezinye izisebenzi ekade sixova nalo udaka luka-2000.
I also want to apologize to you and also on behalf of some of the other co-workers, we who muddied the water in the year 2000.
Singabashumayeli sishumayela ukuthi uma umuntu onile noma emkhulu noma emncane uyayilungisa indaba ayivuma izono ingakho nathi sikwenza.
And we preach the gospel that if a person has sinned, you can make it right. You can repent from that sin, and that's why we also, and I also want to put that into practice. I do the same.
Uyani Loru uyibhalile incwadi yokuxolisa la eyithoba khona La esho khona ukuthi ubesetshenziswa yithini isebenzisa kwasiza abantu. Uyifakile ku website yakwasiza abantu.
Yanni Leroux apologized about his involvement in all that which happened, and he said though he was a tool being used by many of the co-workers, that letter has been put on the website. That letter has been put onto the KSB website.
Ukubisikhathi siyavuma befanele ngabe kufikise benzi ezingaphezulu kwa 100 bazoma la lona lwazoyixolisela kodwa isikhathi ngeke sivume.
Now if time would allow us, maybe more than 100 co-workers would stand here in the front and maybe individually apologize, but time doesn't allow us to do that.
Laba kade bekhona bebuka isiphithiphithi senzeka la kwasiza abantu inceku zenkozi zisangana ngo-2000 bekuvuthwa ndaba lento yaqala kudala.
Now in the year 2000, when that storm broke loose and there was, so to say, chaos in the church, it had happened, actually started quite a while before then, and then it just reached its climax.
Kukhona isebenzi ezatholwa uSathane akade befuna ukufeza inhloso zabo zokuhijacka imishini bayikhiphe ezandleni zikababa umfundisi.
Some co-workers were infiltrated by Satan, and they had their agenda where they wanted to remove Reverend Stegan, Uncle Allo, from his position of leadership.
Lokho kwaqala ngenkathi kubonakala ukuthi umbuso we-ANC uzothatha lelizwe.
And it went hand in hand, coincided with that which, where it looked like the ANC was going to take over the government.
Kwaseke kuncipha amandla kaJesu enhlizweni zethu nokumethemba uJesu nobaba umfundisi.
And so with some of us, that political spirit entered us, and where our faith wasn't big enough to trust in God and in the leadership of Reverend Stegan, and we thought that a change is now imminent.
Sathi iliphi izwe lakhe kwathatha khona umbuso wamakhomanisi wasekuma amaKristu nama institutions awo nalangeke kulunge kusho ukuthi fanele kuthathe thina ke.
And we said, well, there's no other country where there's ever been such a political change where the church stood and remained unchanged and firm, so now it's time for us to take over.
Sathi ivangeli lingashunyayelwa nobamfundise ngahlala la kodwa fanele ke kubuse manje besingena umoya lo bekuthiwa iblack consciousness umoya ka Steve Biko.
And some of us said, well, it's fine, Uncle Ella can still stay on, Reverend Stegan can still be here, but now it's we had that spirit of Steve Biko, of the black consciousness movement, that there needs to be a change in leadership.
U-anto mkhulu usisithofozi lo kade ikhuluma ngaye ubaba umdlalose uomunye wabaphathi la ekhaya ube ubona lo mkhuba obuwenzeka.
Now Antofozi, or Miss Lydia Dube, many know her, the one about whom Reverend Dlalose just spoke, she saw clearly through that scheme and through all of that.
Yena noma wakhe ukhulu Dube babemi bethembekile bemsupport ubaba umfundisi ubusuku nemini abakaze bamngabaza.
And she, together with her mother, Mrs. Dube, they were both leaders in the church, and they stood with Reverend Stegan, with Uncle Allo, and they didn't budge.
Uthethi akhuluma ukuthi hayi bo, niyabona yini ukuthi ningena uSathane. Kwase kuthiwa ukuze leli tulo lifezeke akasuku anto mkhulu la ekhaya.
And when Antofozi said, you see how the devil has infiltrated you and how you're being used by Satan, in order for this plan then to be fulfilled, she had to be removed.
Uyani ungena lapho ke ngoba ube umphathi we security ngaleso sikhathi.
From her position, and That's where Yanni got involved because he was in charge of security.
Uyani wasetshenziswa abanye bayisebenza ukuthi akhulume iphutha noma ngithaqamba amanga ukuthi uanti wenza 1 no 2 into angayenzanga khane sizothola amandla ukuthi akahambe la ekhaya.
And he was used to spread lies about auntie, say that she had done this and that, so that there would be reason to remove her from her position of leadership.
Ubaba umfundisi uStekeni ubaba wethu umsunguli no director wale ndawo wathi uyasikhuza uyabonisa bese ngasezwa mshini.
And when Reverend Stegan, the director of the mission, rebuked us, we no longer paid attention to that as well.
Kwaze kwaphuma amagama kithina isebenzi ukuthi ubaba umfundisi nobaba maphumulo ake basuke nje emsebenzini sibakhela amaqhogwana laphayana lo msebenzi uphathwe yithina ngoba abasavuthi emoyeni. Abasaphile emoyeni.
And there was even a suggestion that we need to put up some accommodation for them somewhere where they can go and live and so to say go into retirement. Reverend Stegan and his brother, Uncle Friedel, so that because they are no longer alive spiritually.
Sayikhuthalela le ndaba, salishumayela leli vangeli besihambela amakhwaya la ekhaya, ubaba umdlalo senjengoba echaza, ekhuluma namakhwaya, ekhuluma nabasha, make sure ukuthi umuntu nomuntu uyezwa la indlebeni zakhe ukuthi usisithofoza uwile.
And so we spread that gospel, that message, so to say, that Auntie Tofozi has fallen. And that message was taken to the different choirs and so on here at the mission. And we also went to the different branches and announced there that Auntie Tofozi has fallen.
Bekuse khona CFT naye eku executive ka CFT samphoqa ukuthi akabhale incwadi resign asuke nalapho.
At that time the organization Christians for Truth still existed here in South Africa. She was on the executive and there was also a letter written that she should now resign her position there on that leadership.
Abhale nencwadi ezoya phesheya resign naku CFT phesheya nasemabandleni aphesheya bazi ukuthi akalungile nangumuntu.
And the letter was sent to the other branches overseas that this person isn't right, she has fallen.
Manje ngichaza kanje le ndaba mhlambe njengoba eshilo ubaba umdlalose kusekhona phakathi kwena bambuka ngalawo mehlo ukuthi uzokwenzani la kwasiza abantu nagcina nizwe ngathi isebenzi ukuthi usisithofoze uwile.
Now that's why I'm standing here and that's why Reverend Dlalose also spoke, because some of you may have that question, how come she's back here at the mission, how come things are going as they are, whereas you maybe last heard that some co-workers had said, but she had fallen.
Sisibonile isidingo sokuzoyilahla simchazele noma le ndaba yenzeka 15 years ago ngoba abanye basasho lokho ngu-anti.
And we saw the need for standing up and speaking about this 15 years on since it happened, because there is still a remnant of that attitude and that way of looking at auntie in that way that pertained to the lies that were spread about her at that time.
Uma ngaphazami ngolesine lolu njengoba kuyisonto uanti beyela ebalithwe ehambe nabanye.
This last Thursday auntie went with some to Balita.
Wasethu omunye ebona umuntu ebejwayele ukufika la ekhaya ongasafiki wathi awunanga uanti awuthanda ukuyombingelela.
And then somebody saw somebody else who used to come to the mission years back and then said to that person, here's auntie, don't you want to greet her?
What if we ungangilingi nje ngifuna ukumbona lo mfazi omubi?
And the person said, The response was, don't even mention her name to me. I don't want to see her, this evil woman.
And
so, as co-workers, we have done soul searching, we have made this right, but we realize how far and wide it has spread, the damage and the harm that was wrought.
U-anti, sambeka ngamanyala, sambeka ngezono, angazenzanga, senzele ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi ehambile, mayethu yabuya, avela nuke nje kubantu angamukeleki.
She was smeared in a smearing campaign so that if ever she would come back to the mission after that, she would be a stench in the nostrils of everybody. Just to give you one example, Auntie Tofozi is a pure virgin. However, lies were spread that she's got a child, an illegitimate child or children elsewhere. This colored child is being held overseas. And was even said that Reverend Stegan is aware of that and is covering up her filth.
Bazalwane, mina ngimphambi kweni ngufakazile ukuthi leyo ngane yabuya, ingane yekhaladi leyo yabuya nami phesheya.
Now, part of that rumor came about, this child came with me from overseas.
I had
been overseas with Reverend Stegan preaching there, and then one of the brethren there asked us to help her with this child of their relative.
And
now, some of you will remember Daniel Reuter. His aunt had adopted this child. He's from Germany, and his aunt had adopted this colored child from an orphanage.
Uma wayo beyi drug addict ye Germany bese ubaba wayo ubesuka enhla nase Africa.
The mother of this child was a drug addict, a German woman, and then the father was from the Central Africa.
Manje umama lo wayidabukela le ntandane wasethi ngoba akasenangani ucela ukuyithatha.
And so Daniel Reuter's aunt felt sorry for this child and decided to adopt this child.
And
so Daniel Reuter's aunt said she's got problems with this child, but maybe it's because this child sees her as a white person, whereas the child is colored, of mixed race, and said, won't you please take this child with you and try and help this child? Maybe this child will accept help more from you.
And
when I came with this child, some said, oh yes, now we see the evidence. There is that child of whom it was spoken. And I didn't have the integrity to correct that misconception. But I thank God, the God of Reverend Stegan and of Miss Lydia Dube and Tofozi, that He is a living God.
And
so In order to help you to discern, look at the fruit of the tree. Look at the fruit of Reverend Stegan's life. Look at the fruit of Antofozi's life. What God is accomplishing through those two people, compare that with the lies with which they have been smeared pitch black, and then discern for yourself what is the truth.
Gimi pam kwenu ngizothi ngaduka ngiyaxolisa nezisebenzisa kwasizabantu ezinye sa siyaxolisa kakhulu ukhona bebefuna ukufesa izinhloso zabo thatha le ndawo bayenza indawo yabo baxoshu baba umfundisi.
So I want to apologize and also on behalf of some of the other co-workers who thought that the position of leadership belongs to us, belongs to them, and that we wanted to remove Reverend Stegan from his position and for our involvement in all of that turmoil.
Bekusetshenziswa islogan sokuthi abafana bayabuya ehlathini, abafana beANC njengoba kade bedingisiwe, bayeza fanele bathole la ngaphakathi balungiselwe kahle.
And there was a slogan that the boys are coming back from the bush. They're coming back out of the bush. They're returning. And that was like what was used with the ANC, those who were in exile, living in the bush, fighting, that when they should come back, this place should be ready for them.
And when
they would then say, yes, they'd heard so much about Reverend Stegan's good works and good deeds, that they appreciate it and that they also love this work and want to be involved.
Ngicela ukuthi uAnto Mkhulu, uSithofozi Nzwakele, ngiyacela ukuthi usithethelele futhi siyabonga ukuthi awuphelanga amandla nobaba umfundisi nalimele iqiniso noma bekumnyama abantu bebeni bathembile kanti bemelene nani.
So where Antofozi is listening in with audio streaming to this message, and the Reverend Stegan, I want to apologize to them. I want to apologize to Auntie. I want to apologize to Uncle Erlo. You thought that you had co-workers that would stand with you, that would support you and go with you through thick and thin. But we disappointed you. We actually went against you and turned against you. And we apologize for that. Please forgive us.
Nami ngibonga lelithuba uNkulunkulu angipha lona.
I also thank the Lord for this opportunity.
Angisazukusho konke osokuphindiwe. Nami ngihlanganisa nalokho ukuxolisa ebandleni. Nani nonke nikhona ngalesi siphithiphithi esenzeka njengoba ubaba umdlalo sechazile no Mrs. Hlongwane.
Now I'm not going to repeat everything that has been said, but I want to identify with that and with that apology coming from Reverend Dlalose and Mrs. Hlongwane as well.
Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu kukhona konke lokho enikuzwile nani yabona ukuthi indaba isabalale kakhulu kodwa siyacela ukuthi uNkulunkulu asize ukuze leli gama esalifaka udakeni thina sikwazi ukuthi silibuyise.
Now you can see for yourself how far it has spread, how wide it has continued, and how many people have been influenced by this. And by God's grace, we want to do what we can to exonerate this person who has been smeared with so many lies.
Nixole ngoba abanye benu beningekho, abanye bebengakazalwa, kodwa isimanga ukuthi le ndaba kuze kube manje abanye nje bala esikoleni bayayazi le ndaba bayixoxa ukuthi sakazeka kanjani asazi.
Well, many of you weren't here at that time. Maybe some of you weren't even born. But it's amazing. You can go to the school and you'll find some of the school children are speaking about it. How it spread, how it reaches the different people, no one knows.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba lapho sikhuluma noBaba umphathi womsebenzi, sikhuluma noAunty, besisiza ngalokho ebesikholelwa ikona amanga baba nokusixolela yikho simi phambi kwenu njengebandla sithi siyaxolisa.
But we thank God when we went to Reverend Stegan, we went to Ms. Dube, and we apologized to them that we had believed those lies spread about them. They forgave us. And that's why we can stand here before you as a congregation and also apologize.
Kaningi uanti esho futhi ethi akukho lutho kusenhlizweni yami, akekho ngimbambela amaqhubu, kodwa sibonga umusa kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi siyithole leyo ntethelelo, yikho sisidlulisa naki nina.
And many times, Ms. Dube said unto Fozi that she doesn't hold a grudge against anybody for anything which they did or said. And we thank God for that grace and for that mercy and for that forgiveness. And that's why we can stand before you and we want to pass it on to you as well.
Baba Mdlalo Sushilo athi uma nawe ukhona ukukhumbulayo kulungise. Noma mhlawumbe ufuna ukukhuluma nathi njengesebenzi ufuna ukuza kulo mhlawumbe wazi ukuthi washo ukuthize khululeka ngoba sifisa ukuthi sidlule kule ndaba iphele.
Reverend Stegan said that, Reverend Mdlalose said that if there's still something remaining concerning this in your own heart, put it right. And also, if there may be something that you have got a question about, or maybe you want to speak to somebody that said something to you at that time, or about those events, and you want to find out and get more clarity on that, you're welcome to come and speak to any one of us.
Ekugcineni siyabonga kakhulu kubaba umfundisi, siyabonga nakubaphathi bomsebenzi uanti omkhulu naku anti Eunice nabo bonke abaphethe lo msebenzi ukuthi uNkulunkulu asihawukele ngalesi simo esenzeka.
So we thank the Lord for our leaders, Reverend Stegan, Antofuzi and Eunice and others that are involved in the leadership, that they accepted our apology, and we trust that the Lord will continue to work. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, we thank the Lord for what He has done and for what He is doing. We need God in our midst. We need Him to lead us through His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. But if you don't love the truth, you love the lie,
uthanda amanga.
And maybe you love your sin,
mhlawumbe uthanda isono sakho.
You love the world,
uthande izwe.
And then you use stories like we've heard about as an excuse not to follow God.
Bese usebenzisa indaba njengalezi esizwile.
You're one of those, you've heard today that your time has come to repent.
Those
who say, how can I be a Christian when the co-workers do this, or so and so, he calls himself a Christian, he does that. Why must I be a Christian? Well, I want to tell you today, if you haven't recognized it yet, it's because you love your sin. You're just using a feeble excuse in your foolishness.
And
if you're involved in these stories, you know what you have to do. And if you knew nothing about it,
It
doesn't mean because of what we've heard you must now go and find out everything about it. No, it was discussed and apologized so that you don't need to go back. But we need to go forward. Don't defile yourself with things that have defiled others and which they've apologized for. But if you've been defiled, you need to be cleansed.
I
just want to also apologize and just put something in context. As co-workers, we all want to apologize, or the majority of us, as we heard, 100 or more should have stood in front here and apologized. Now, not all of us who were involved or affected in one way or another by those events knew about the actual motive or the reason behind everything that was happening. Actually, very few knew about the real motive behind the lies and everything. And some of those, probably the most of those who knew about that and were involved directly in that are no longer even at the mission. However, that time found some of us, and I include myself there, as not being where we were supposed to be spiritually. And lacked discernment. And maybe even if we didn't believe all the lies, or I didn't believe all the lies, but that which I heard did affect my relationship, my personal relationship with Antofosi. Even with just the love growing cold. And so it is for that that we also want to apologize. So it's not that there were many, many that actually knew about the very motive, but many of us, myself, because of not being sharp spiritually, not being where we should have been, were influenced and affected by that.
And
so I also want to apologize on my own behalf and those others that we didn't provide the leadership at that time and the clarity as co-workers of the work to stand unashamedly on the side of truth.
Thank you.